"I love you," he said. She looked up at him with wide open, sincere eyes. "How can you know that?" she replied. And the honesty and innocence in her voice and eyes always made his heart skip a beat, followed by 1,000 more beautiful racing beats. "Close your eyes," he said to her. And so she did. "What do you see?" "Nothing. It's dark in here," she said, and they both laughed spontaneously. "Let me rephrase. So what do you feel then?" "I feel safe," she answered, without any hesitation. Then he took a few steps towards her, and she could feel in the silent darkness that he was coming closer. And now she could hear him breathing. "Even more safe," she replied. And she continued, "I feel your honesty and I feel peace. Even though you kind of invade my personal space, my energy field, I don't feel invaded in any kind of way. I don't feel like I have to defend myself or explain myself." She could hear him smiling his wonderful, humble smile and hear his heart beating steady. "What do you long for?" he asked her. "I long for holding you, make you feel loved and safe and seen and respected without owning you or trying to control or change you." He took both of her hands in his. And she opened her eyes. And he said with a clear voice, looking deeply into her eyes, "This is how I know I love you. 'Cause I feel all those things you just described when I am in your presence or think of you or see you, even when you are far, far away, and it never changes. And if so, even to something deeper. And there is not a doubt in my mind or in my heart or in my soul. They kind of all agree on you, that I love you."